Good evening. You're listening to Holidays by Request on New Hampshire Public Radio.
Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Emily Quirk.
Happy Holidays, Rick Ganley. You know, I think I could listen to that entire album all through the year. July, it doesn't have to be December for me to listen to that.
It's Sharon Jones.
It's so good. Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings kicking us off this evening. And what an evening we have for you all.
Holidays by Request 3, I might add. This is our third year of doing this. We have taken your holiday requests over the last several weeks via our voicemail and email, and we've assembled, I think, our best playlist yet.
That's true. And in addition to all of your requests, we have several friends stopping by Studio B for live in-studio performances throughout the night. So, a lot of tricks up our sleeve this evening.
So settle in, maybe grab a drink or two, get your loved ones around the hi-fi, and enjoy Holidays by Request.
And what do we have to start here?
Lucius from Lindenboro wanted to hear a song that's become a true classic, I know, in the UK. It's got a little play here in the States, but it's really well known over in Ireland and in England. It is the Pogues' Fairy Tale of New York on Holidays by Request on NHPR.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you baby, I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
They got cars big as bars, they got rivers of gold, but the wind goes right through you, it's no place for the old. When you first took my hand on a cold Christmas Eve, you promised me Broadway was waiting for me.
You were pretty queen of New York City. When the band finished playing, they held out for more.
Sinatra was swinging, all the jokes they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, "Go away, babe," and the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day. You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're all sod, my God, it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD choir still singing, "Go away, babe," and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
I could have been someone. I kept them with me, babe, I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone, I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus still singing, "Go away, babe," and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Fairy Tale of New York from the Pogues, a number one song right now in the United Kingdom, some 30-odd years after it was released.
Right. And here in the U.S., 25 years after it was first released, Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas. Kind of a big difference.
I see the problem.
Yeah. We're not going to play Mariah's tune tonight.
No, we certainly are not. We're here to remedy the situation. We're looking for the unique and more interesting songs that you don't hear all the time during the holidays. That's the idea of Holidays by Request.
And we're going to keep it going. Coming up, we have a request from Marty.
Calling in from the flight to San Francisco. Live in Coventry, Connecticut. I don't know if it's probably underappreciated on a world scale. Coco T, Christmas is coming. Big ups to you, your family. Hope you're well. Peace.
Christmas is coming. Oh,
until we hold on. Say Jah bless the young Rastaman.
Lorna Landry from Bow, New Hampshire. My memory of an underappreciated Christmas song came about in 2005 in Austin, Texas. I was listening to the venerable John Ailey, a longtime disc jockey, and John played this tune that I had never heard before. It was Ryu Ryu Chiyu from a 1967 Monkees, yes, those Monkees, from my young childhood years. Mickey Dolenz is the lead, and the others are doing the harmony. And it's just a lovely tune to hear. And if you look on YouTube, you will be very happy as well. Thank you from Lorna Landry, a longtime NHPR supporter.
Ryu, Ryu, Shiyu, La Guada Rivera. Dios cuando el lobo de nuestra codera, Dios cuando el lobo de nuestra codera, Ryu Ryu Shiyu la guarda rivera. Dios cuando el lobo de nuestra codera, Dios cuando el lobo de nuestra codera.
El lobo rabioso la quiso morder, mas Dios poderoso la supo defender. Quiso le hacer que no pudiese pecar, ya no original estuviera en no tuviera.
Ryu, Ryu, Shiyu, la guarda rivera. Dios cuando el lobo de nuestra codera. Dios cuando el lobo de nuestra codera.
Esta que es nacido es el gran monarca, Cristo patriarca de carne vestido, ya nos redimido con sehace chequito, aunque infinito finito se hiciera.
Ryu Ryu Shiyu la guarda rivera. Dios cuando el lobo de nuestra codera.
Dios cuando
el lobo de nuestra codera.
Hey, let's hear it for the Monkees. I used to watch that show when I used to visit my Nana and Papa in Boston. I'd watch it on WLVI Kids Club.
Channel 56.
Yes, yes. Yep. And there would be, after all the cartoons, they would have reruns of the Monkees and Bewitched and the Brady Bunch.
Sure.
And I could probably sing you that entire intro, but I won't.
Come on. A little more eggnog, maybe you will.
Not enough eggnog.
I think by hour two, I'd get you to do it. It is the Monkees. It's one of those, I love that request because I had no idea the Monkees did that. And you get to realize they had some genuine talent.
Yeah, absolutely. Their harmonies are, you know, you kind of think of them as like a factory-built pop machine.
Right.
But, you know, they could sing.
Yep, boy band of their time.
Yeah, and if you would like to see the video that Lorna referenced earlier, you can check it out at our website, nhpr.org, and just clicking the Holidays by Request music link.
This is Holidays by Request on NHPR. Coming up, many more of your requests.
Plus, we will also have the first of several in-studio performances tonight. Taylor Quimby will be joining us shortly in Studio B. He is the host of NHPR's Patient Zero, and apparently he plays a mean ukulele. We'll get to hear it coming up in just a minute on NHPR's Holidays by Request. You're listening to Holidays by Request on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Emily Quirk, along with Rick Ganley, and we have the first of several in-studio performances here tonight.
So we thought maybe we'd bring in our own Taylor Quimby, NHPR's own Taylor Quimby, who is a bit of a whiz on the ukulele.
Oh, I would say that. I thought you were going to introduce me as a Grinch.
As a Grinch? We bring it. No, you're not a Grinch.
Well, I you don't know my holiday spirit is a little. Little on the low end.
There's a bit of Taylor Quimby darkness.
I'm just going to say this is the only holiday song that I learn and play every year.
Oh, okay. All right. So there's a little bit of holiday melancholy going on.
Well, and you know, the important thing about holiday spirit is that it needs the high point where everybody's feeling good. It needs a low point. So that high point is that much better.
That's true. You need the yin and the yang.
Exactly.
Okay. So you got to play the Grinch for us.
Yep.
All right, and it's just ukulele. This is a stark version of the Grinch.
And prepare thyselves, because this is a longer song than you probably remember.
It's only a two-hour show.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, here we go. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given a choice between the two of you, I think I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink. That's wrong. Stink. Stank. Stunk. We're almost done. There's just two more left. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots. Mr. Grinch, Your soul is an appalling dump heap overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots.
Here we go, last one.
You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked, dirty jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce. Mr. Grinch.
This is a hit with the kiddos, as you can imagine.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And this is a request show, so what's your request?
Oh, anything from the Peanuts soundtrack, Vince...
Vince Guaraldi?
I never know how to pronounce his last name.
Is
I was like,
how you pronounce
I just call it the Peanuts album.
All right, I think we can do that.
Cool.
Thanks again, Taylor.
You're welcome.
You're listening to Holidays by Request on NHPR.
hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
You're listening to Holidays by Request on NHPR.
This is Vivica Duffield, and I was always a fan of John Denver's growing up in the 70s, enjoyed his songs very much. And in fact, when he did the album with the Muppets, it was something that we used to play every year at Christmas, the Christmas album with the Muppets, and my three children enjoyed his songs. Some were very poignant and some were quite funny. So anyway, I just wanted to say that I'm a fan of John Denver. Thank you.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Yeah.
Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away.
Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore.
Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more.
That's nice. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. like a shining star upon the highest bough. And have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
I got something in my eye, Rick. Don't judge me.
What is it about the Muppets that can make you feel that way?
I know. That and the Rainbow Connection, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It gets you every time.
It's so good. Ralph and John Denver.
Yeah, from a holiday special the Muppets did back around 1979, 1980, somewhere in there. So thank you for that request. That was great. It is Holidays by Request 3 on NHPR. I'm Rick.
I'm Emily. That last one was requested from Vivica here in New Hampshire. We also heard from the Roaches, the Hallelujah Chorus. That was off their 1982 album, Keep On Doing, as requested from Ted in Bedford.
All right. So many more requests to come here on Holidays by Request.
And Rick, don't forget, we have more friends on the way in. Dave Anderson from NHPR Something Wild will be here in Studio B along with some of his bandmates coming up in just a minute. A festive tune from a local band, Peabody's Coltrane. Looks like we have some folks here in Studio B getting ready. This is Holidays by Request on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Emily Quirk, and with me is Rick Ganley.
As you can see, Emily, we've got some more musicians warming up in the studio. They've already been to the eggnog.
Time to cut them off.
All right, let's go around the room. Who do we have here? Let's go around the room.
Hey, I'm Jason Teaster.
And you're on, you got guitar and vocals?
Yeah, I'm playing guitar and vocals with my pals here. We're in a band called Peabody's Coltrane. And
So we've got three players
three
today,
us,
but
yeah,
how many are,
six.
How do you normally have?
Three of six of us, yeah.
Okay. Which, do you leave the three guys in the van?
They're in the van. They're keeping the engine warm.
They're not allowed to play company?
No. I'm Dave Anderson, and I sing and play harmonica.
Yeah.
Steve Cebulski, banjo and vocals.
Right.
And,
the rest of the band, they just couldn't make it, but, we wished we could have had them all, but this was a nice little...
We didn't
little
even
trio
tell them
of
this.
Us.
When they hear this,
they're like, "What?
What? How did they come?"
Well, I'm looking straight across the desk here at Dave. I know Dave Anderson. I have a little history with this gentleman right here. Uh-huh. He's been working on and off with me here at NHPR for a while. So,
it's a kind way of putting it.
Well, I've known Dave a long
and
time
the
too.
The statute of limitations is over, so I'm
right.
Not,
is
not,
it?
But just in case, we won't say anything else. When we invited you guys to play for Holidays by Request, how did you come to decide what you're going to play?
Well, my granddaddy recorded a few songs in the 50s. He was a honky-tonk musician and traveled around the region. And he cut some 45s in the 50s, and my uncle put them on a CD about 20 years ago and gave them out to Christmas presents to all my aunts and uncles and cousins. There was a Christmas tune that he did with just him and another guitarist and... Oh, and we love singing real sad songs and songs about the human condition, I like to say.
Christmas is a melancholy time.
Yeah, it can be. And, this song's about a little boy wondering if Santa's going to come to his little poor little shack and whether he's going to get some presents or not.
Let's hear it. Let's take a listen to Shanty Time.
All right, sure.
When
When Sandy comes to Shantytown to see a poor little boy like me, will he bring me some toys like all the other girls and boys? When Sandy comes to Shantytown, will he see our Christmas tree? Mommy said he would if I promised to be good. For we don't have a fireplace or a chimney on our shack like the other lucky children do who live across the tracks. And if I say my prayers today when Christmas rolls around, will Santa come to Shantytown? He didn't come last Christmas Eve, doesn't he know we live here? Will my mommy have to paint my toys the way she did last year? And if I say my prayers today when Christmas rolls around, will Santa come to Shantytown? Oh yes, will Santa come to Shantytown? All right, boys, that's real pretty.
That was Shantytown by Peabody's Coltrane here on Holidays by Request. Thank you guys so much.
We're asking everybody that plays. It is a request show, after all. What do you want to hear for Holidays by Request?
Oh, man. My favorite band now is the Drive-By Truckers, and they have a song called The Thanksgiving Filter, which is really about the period between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And that's my request, The Thanksgiving Filter by the Drive-By Truckers.
You're talking to two fans of Truckers, so I think we can pull that one out.
We can make it happen.
Yeah. All right. Thanks again, guys.
Appointment, and I sure wish I'd smoked me a joint. mama is trying to live in the present. Don't let him have a heart attack for a pay off the presents. Granddaddy's gone, but she still feels his presence. He tried to call, but he didn't leave a message. It's Thanksgiving and Jesus on thankful. For bikes and bounty and a big toss to drink. For the love of your mama and the love of my tooth. Thanksgiving is over and Christmas is soon. Cutting up some turkey and gobbling some dressing. My aunt's praising Palin. My niece loves Obama. My uncle came to dinner wearing his pajamas. Thank God for the filter that enables some distance from screaming and crying and the needs of assistance.
Katie Payne from Durham, and my underappreciated songs, actually there are several of them, but probably the most underappreciated for me is as a business traveler. I've always loved Nick Lowe's Christmas in the Airport. It's the ultimate theme song for anybody who has to travel at the holidays, and it also, I think it's a tribute to the baggage handlers and flight attendants and TSA agents who are always out there working no matter what day or what holiday it is. Thank you.
Outside the taxi window, on the way to catch my flight, I noticed snowflakes playing in the ever-failing light. When he dropped me at departure, it was really coming down, deep and crisp and even. It settled on the ground. It looks like Christmas, Christmas at the airport. All the planes are grounded and the fog is rolling in. It looks like Christmas, Christmas at the airport this year. Doors are locked and bolted. Let the festivities begin. The terminal was seething without much Christmas cheer. So
So I found an empty closet and bedded down in there. When I awoke much later, I was quite alone. Check-in was deserted, everyone had gone. It looks like Christmas, Christmas at the airport. I took a set of x-rays, they came out rather well. It looks like Christmas, Christmas at the airport this year. I'm doing Santa's sleigh ride on the baggage carousel.
Passengers are advised that oversized items such as buggies,
at the airport, I should be at the table with all my kith and kin. It looks like Christmas, Christmas at the airport this year. Don't save me any turkey, I found a burger in a bin.
Underappreciated holiday song is Edith Piaf's La Noël de la Rue or Christmas in the Street. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, everyone. Thanks so much. Bye.
petit bonhomme, où t'en vas-tu courant ainsi sur tes pieds nus? Je cours après le paradis, car c'est Noël à ce qu'on dit. Le Noël de la rue, c'est la neige et le vent. Et le vent de la rue fait pleurer les enfants. La lumière et la joie sont derrière les vitrines. Ni pour toi, ni pour moi, c'est pour notre voisine. Mon petit, amuse-toi bien en regardant, mais surtout ne touche à rien. De l'hiver, dans les yeux grands ouverts des enfants de la rue. Collant aux vitres leurs museaux, tous les petits font le gros dos. Ils sont blottis comme des Jésus que Sainte Marie aurait perdu. Le Noël de la rue, c'est la neige et le vent. Ni le vent de la rue fait pleurer les enfants. Ils s'en vont reniflant, ils s'en vont les mains vides, nez en l'air et cherchant une étoile splendide. Mon petit, si tu la vois tout en marchant, tout en marchant, chauffe-y tes petits doigts, tout en marchant bien droit. Le Noël de la rue, c'est au ciel de leur vie une étoile endormie qui n'est pas descendue.
What a way to end the first hour of Holidays by Request here on NHPR.
It's true. The variety this evening so far has been absolutely wonderful. Thank you all so much again for sending in these requests. It really makes the show something special. We just heard Edith Piaf with Christmas in the Streets, as requested by Hannah in Midcoast, Maine. And before Edith, Valerie June with Let It Snow, and Nick Lowe in there as well with Christmas at the Airport, requested by Katie in Durham.
Much more of your requests coming up here on Holidays by Request on NHPR.